A word for you from Matthew chapter 15, verses 3 to 6. He answered them, "Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father and mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God." Jesus gives a stinging rebuke to the Pharisees and scribes who have accused Jesus of the same thing. He says, "Why have your disciples broken the word?" The difference is that they meant the word of tradition. Yes, what they believed in, not what the word of God commanded. And that's where Jesus throws the same thing at them and says, "Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?" Now, we might chuckle at the foolishness of the Pharisees and scribes, but let's be clear, lest this perhaps applies to us as well. And here Jesus says, for instance, you say that by quoting a tradition called Korban, that's C-O-R-B-A-N in the Old King James Version, you then are allowed to avoid looking after your parents. You don't have to give them financial support because you say that Korban is your gift. It is a pledge to the temple, and therefore you can't give anything to your parents. And Jesus says, and he quotes the scriptures, the very scriptures that they have broken about honoring the father and mother, and also that those that revile father or mother or curse father and mother must surely die. Now, the Pharisees, of course, didn't believe that they'd broken anything. They believed that they kept the word. The difference was, it was the word of tradition, of culture, and not the word of God. Now, it was a good culture, and it had to do with their religion. It had to do with what God had said. But they actually used the law to avoid the law. And Jesus calls their bluff. He shows them the very inner hypocrisy that is working in this thing, that they have established a rule by which they thought they could avoid their duty to their parents, and by which they could avoid the word of God. And Jesus says that they are hypocrites. What about us?